going back to the
calendar. Yeah, don't sound proud of that, though. Probably wouldn't be happy about that.
Okay, would you students please take your seat? We'll end up marking you tardy if you're not careful.
Don't want to fire me too early.
Good evening. This is the Communities of Zionsville Area for Better Government Committee. Since we have some new members of the audience that have not been here before, I'll give a brief background of who we are and what we're considering at this point in time. In 2006, there was a state law passed that was a modernization of Local Government Act that indicated that local governments have the opportunity to decide if they want to combine themselves and reorganize in some fashion that they would find more fitting for their communities. In May of last year, the Eagle Township Trustee and Board, the Union Township Trustee and Board, and the Town Council of Zionsville appointed three members each to a nine-member committee, which sits before you today. There are three of us from Eagle Township, three from Union Township, three from the town of Zionsville. We started meeting in June of last year. We decided at that time that we would take approximately 6 months to study the issue and consider whether Eagle Township, Union Township, and the town of Zionsville should be reorganized in some fashion. As part of that process, we decided we would meet for approximately 6 months, make a recommendation to the local governing bodies at that point in time. Our task was to look at how each of the local governments are organized and to make a determination as nine private citizens whether we felt our government should be organized differently, whether we felt there was a way to improve it. Based upon our study, which we expect to conclude tonight, we will be making a recommendation to the three local government entities that appointed us. It then becomes those local government entities' responsibility to consider our recommendation and to have a public hearing on it and to either vote for or against our recommendation for reorganization. If they pass the reorganization ordinance, it has to be passed by all three bodies, Eagle Township, Union Township, and the town of Zionsville. If it is passed by all three of them, then it'll go to the voters in the general election this fall in November. So all of you that are over 18 and registered to vote would have the opportunity to vote on it in November. One of the things that you should also know is that this has not been done before in the state of Indiana. The bill is new. We are going down paths that have not been paved or plowed before, but we've each taken it as private citizens as an opportunity to look at how our government operates to see if we have recommendations on how they may improve. And what we're going to try to accomplish tonight is we're going to ask divided up into six subcommittees to study different areas of government. And we're going to have each of those six areas, we're going to have the committee chairs of each of those six areas make some final comments on their area of responsibility and to see if we can move our plan of reorganization forward. What I'd like to start with tonight is our minutes from our two prior meetings, December 13th and February 27th. Mr. Secretary?
Yes, we have minutes for the December 13, 2007 meeting and minutes of the February 27, 2008 meeting. And those minutes have been disseminated and have been posted for review and await comment, editorial correction, amendment changes, those types of things. And so at this particular point in time, it probably would be best, Mr. Chairman, that we take the latter minutes, and that would be the December 13th,
2007 meeting minutes and ask for any changes or corrections to those minutes, and then perhaps if there aren't any, or if there are some with corrections, that we move to adopt those with the corrections so that we can get that those minutes out of the way tonight.
Are there any questions or changes on the December 13th minutes? Moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
The minutes of the February 27, 2008 meeting are a little bit more elaborate because they dealt with the responses that the various committees and members of the overall board had received from various legislative bodies, and how that ought to affect the executive summary and then eventually our plan of reorganization. So those have been prepared, also posted, and so they await any changes or corrections and adoption if that's the wish of the board tonight.
Has everyone received the February 27th minutes as well? Okay. Any questions, additions, changes? One change I would like to make on page 3 under the Finance Committee report, under the Town of Zionsville debt as of 12/31/08 sentence, which is the last sentence of the first paragraph on page, well, it depends on how it printed out for you. For mine, it's page 3. The debt for Union Township as of 12/31/08 was $1,504,500.
For Union Township?
For Union Township. So you should have that line, that sentence should read, Town of Zionsville debt as of 12/31/08 was $12,940,000. Eagle Township does not have any outstanding debt, and Union Township has approximately $1,504,500.
Do we mean 12/31/07?
Yes, 12/31/07. Any other changes, corrections? Take a few minutes, if you would, and look at them, make sure that we... These have not been posted online, and for those of you that would like to look at our website for all of our minutes as well as audio of our meetings, it's www.ibccn.org/reorg. Second. Second by Jay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chairman, with the exception of tonight's minutes that will ultimately be posted, circulated, and probably, if we don't have another meeting, will be adopted by affirmation, I suspect by email.
Okay.
To my office, and then posting. That would show all of our minutes up to date and current as of tonight's meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And then will you forward, with these changes, will you forward those to Mr. Ulmer so he can post them on the website then?
We will.
Thank you. Any other questions for the Secretary? Thank you. As I had indicated a few minutes ago, we would now like to have our subcommittee members look at the executive plan, look at the minutes from our last meeting on 227, take into consideration the additional committee meetings that you've had or the discussions you've had following the reports and memorandum that we received from the Zionsville town department heads, and to give us a report as to what parts of the executive summary relating to your executive committee that you would like to make changes to or that you are in agreement in, so that we would have one final place that we're trying to pull things together. What I'd like to ask the audience to do, what we're going to do is we're going to go through these different sections We're going to have each subcommittee do their report. We're then going to have any committee members ask any questions or make any comments they'd like, and I'd like the audience to hold their comments till the end of this. And if I can have the Parks Department, and this for the students that thought they were going to miss the Parks meeting across the hall, I don't think you get double credit for this, you know, just because you're here, you know, so.
I'm not going to go extra fast, and you can make the Parks meeting. The Parks Committee has met. The committee has submitted its final recommendations for consolidation. Town of Zionsville Park Superintendent has submitted a written attestation of his support of the consolidation plan with no recommendations for changes. And so it's the committee's recommendation that the committee report is presented to the proposed plan be submitted as previously made available with no changes. So anybody that needs to go see the Parks meeting, yeah.
Steve, I have a question.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, at the one Parks Board meeting we had before the last meeting, and you already gave the report before I got to the last meeting, did we discuss our desire to try to expand the Parks Board into two additional members? And
yeah.
That was going to be our recommendation, provide the statutory language there to do that. Or was that?
We built that into the discussion at the last meeting.
Very good.
I think Alan actually weighed in on, I guess I haven't seen the conclusion to that in recommendation, but we took it that would be our recommendation if the legislative action supported it.
So as I understand our recommendation, we'd recommend seven members if the statutory language was there that would allow us to do that with at least one member from Union, one from Eagle, and if not, try to recommend as much diversity, geographical diversity on the Plan Commission as the town could muster pursuant to the language that existed at the time the reorganization takes place, I guess.
Yeah, we had talked about kind of building some flexibility.
Right.
Into the final recommendation that would provide for that expanded representation if the change to the legislation did come through, and there seemed to be some uncertainty about whether it would really get there, and so if that would change, we'd pursue the change, and if it didn't, we would just recommend the best diversity we could find.
I wasn't there when you gave your report. I apologize. No problem. I didn't hear that, but I just wanted to make sure we got that in.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Steve. Like to do health safety, please.
Okay.
Steve? Our subcommittee met with the both the town marshal, Rick Dowden, and the fire chief, Jamie Van Gorder, approximately a week ago, and talked through pretty much what our current recommendations are and any issues or concerns. First, I'd like to touch base on the fire. Clearly, the chief is supporting the consolidation plan. Certainly because it already maps out the plan that's in place right now. Minor concerns relative to the flow of some funds, but as we went through the kind of the accounting of that, I think that there was a comfort level that loss on funds on the COVID are made up by receipt of funds in the town of Zionsville's general funds, and so I don't think that there's a net effect. Question whether there would be continued focus and attention on the same budget that he's currently working with as changes come about. And I think we all felt comfortable that as those changes come, the fire department would get equal attention to meet their needs. Currently, they report to the fire territory board, and so they have somewhat of a selective process for their budgeting and their needs. We don't see that the consolidation process would necessarily diminish or change that. So our recommendation at this point stands as it's submitted for the plan. Thank you, Steve.
Questions from the committee?
Please. We had the opportunity to talk to Town Marshal Rick Dowden. Rick also expressed support in whatever direction that the community goes based on the results of the plan's direction. town marshal has been very concerned about any change of the philosophy of the department relative to the future impact of consolidation, how that may impact the department, coverage of the population for the community policing that's now in place compared to potentially how it could change in the future with consolidation. A very legitimate concern. I think we're all very respectful of the desire to keep a community policing model that's in place now. We all feel good about it. It's working well. And so we were certainly supportive of his concerns. Our conclusion to that is that the consolidation plan in of itself will not change the staffing model based on the recommendation of the plan. What potentially could change would be the mindset of the town council in the future in terms of how they perceive the desire for how staffing needs to be or the coverage, how the citizens of Zionsville vote in terms of their desires. And so clearly consolidation as it proceeds would not necessarily require a change in the philosophy unless the town council or the citizens of Zionsville anticipate and want to see something different, or they desire not to support the current police ratio of, I think, what, 1 to 500 or so right now. So our perspectives are, while we're sensitive to the concern, we don't think that the consolidation plan in of itself, as it's prepared and presented, materially changes the policing philosophy that's in place today. And hopefully it would not. But again, we really don't have an ability to control how the future decisions are made in this process. It's just our recommendation that there's some potential gains and some opportunities as a result of this. So our plan stays as submitted. I would like to make one recommendation that we add to the recommendations, and that I will submit to you some language, Alan. We need to incorporate the fact that the ordinances for both the town and the rural area will remain as they currently are, and the ordinances are not reflected at all in the current plan. So I'll give you some language that we might work out so that it's stated in the plan that the intent is that the ordinances will not change.
Meaning that Boone County's ordinances will remain intact in the rural areas and the towns and what we've been calling the urban area or the town district.
Those ordinances will stay as they are with the
what ordinance are you talking about? Speeding ordinances and those?
Yeah, policing ordinances that would be enforced by the police department.
Open fires, noise,
dogs, guns.
Firearms.
I think you might have to say to the extent possible, if it's in the municipality, there may have to be at least some codification. I don't want to make this more complicated. The entities, the legislative bodies will have to sort that out, but it seemed to me that that's a good recommendation to suggest that that be looked into to make sure those ordinances mesh.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds like some lawyering. Yeah.
We're not telling them how to do it, just that's an issue that needs to be addressed. Okay.
Marshall Dunn, please.
Along that point, and really to clarify.
Just for the audience, since there's a lot of young new members here, this is Marshall Rick Dowden, Zionsville Police Department.
Along those lines, if you define it by urban and rural, if that's the way you define it in your proposal, you can just simply state that the urban districting would follow Zionsville Town Ordinance and the rural districting would follow Indiana State Law. There are some county ordinances, and I'm not familiar with what they are, but if you say county ordinances, you're setting up a different situation. In my opinion, it should be Indiana State Law and Zionsville City Ordinance and Zionsville Town Ordinance, and define it by whatever your definition of where those coverage zones are.
Okay.
Well, for instance, let me ask a question. Is there a state law that defines what a rural county road will be from a speed limit standpoint?
Yes.
That's in the state law that actually does that.
And the county ordinance changes our state law. State law designates county roadways as 50 miles per hour, and our county ordinance alters that to 40 miles per hour.
So do you want it 50 or do you want it 40?
Whatever the postage.
I think that's an issue. That's an issue that's gonna have to be sorted out, I think.
And I agree. And speed limit would be the exception to what I thought. Yeah. I'm sure everybody sitting here would like working 50. Yeah.
Well, as long as it's not 15 or 25, I mean that would be.
Well, there are statutes that define minimum speed limits.
Sure.
standard speed limit, so you are right in the speeding realm.
I think in the spirit of what Gene is suggesting, and what Steve is suggesting, is that there's a way to get you there as to what you want to do. And I think all we're recommending, I think, in the plan of reorganization is that that be investigated, because that is an issue that must be dealt with from an ordinance standpoint. And I don't think we're prepared to suggest how that's going to be done in our plan of reorganization, just that it needs to be done, and that's something that they will do in consultation with Chief Ventura in terms of how that's handled.
Thank you, Marshall.
I do have one more update on the police. I had the opportunity to talk to our Boone County Sheriff, Ken Campbell, who has also supported, as of this week, the direction that the consolidation plan is going. Will respond to whatever is asked of his department in terms of meeting the needs of the community, has no concerns or issues with that. Wanted to make sure that everybody appreciates that, though we've been kind of maybe casually or generally referring to a response versus a patrol categorization between the Zionville Police Department and the sheriff. The sheriff wanted to make sure people realize that they really are in a patrol model, much as the department, the Zionville department is, but in a different level because they don't staff it to the same ratio as we do in Zionville. So they, you know, the sheriff wanted to make sure that people respected the fact that, yes, they do respond as we expect that they do, but they are in the field full time, and basically as needed they will respond to anything, but they stay in the field and they patrol in somewhat of the same manner, but clearly not at the same coverage level. So that was just a point of clarification, and the sheriff asked that I make that public, so that be done. The only other areas I wanted to address are the cemetery and the poor relief. The Parks Department is and has been assessing cemetery maintenance, and they were getting kind of an inventory of the cemeteries that they would fall under their jurisdiction for maintenance, and so far I think they're supportive of going forward with that. There has been no issues or concerns expressed so far by the Parks Department. The poor relief, our committee has recommended that be supported by the town of Zionsville, and we've had the opportunity to really look into the amount of work, the type of work, the level of responsiveness, and I think we've made that public that area needs a lot of attention, though it's not necessarily a highly utilized or frequently utilized service. When it's needed with a level of urgency and response. So we're going to look to the town of Zionsville to put a system or process in place so that that is done expeditiously and in a manner that they're currently accustomed to.
Thank you, Steve. Infrastructure, Jay or Jim, who's...
I'll go ahead and do that if I can. Jim Longus of the committee is here as well, and gave a report at the last meeting, the February 27th meeting, of certain recommended changes. I'm not going to go over the entire infrastructure committee report. It has essentially remained unchanged, with two areas that I'll discuss since early November when we issued that particular report. However, I've sent a memo to Mr. Townsend from the Infrastructure Committee as it relates to two areas of changes that we'd like to see in the final plan of reorganization. Those were picked up on at the last meeting by Mr. Longus, and I'll just reiterate those two changes. I think the committee, based upon some feedback that Jim has gotten and I have received, would recommend that the road inventory and the rural service remain with the highway department for maintenance and improvements, and allow those monies to be collected by the county for those maintenance of roads and improvements to roads in the rural area, and that we continue to collect the monies from the Motor Vehicle Highway Fund and Local Road and Street Fund through the combined entity of Zionsville for the urban area, until the town might be ready to do it differently. We still would recommend, as I put in the memo, that there be an interlocal agreement outlining those, but that seems to be a much more streamlined approach, a much safer approach in terms of how that work is going to be handled and how the funds are going to be transacted. Two, with regard to the sewer alternatives are outlined in the infrastructure report, we certainly would continue to recommend the investigation of those particular alternatives, but that the decision with regard to the ultimate sewer provider in the rural area be established by the town based upon good planning and studies of how and under what circumstance that's going to occur, so that really is the town's decision on which of those particular avenues might be best. We're not recommending any particular avenue other than there's alternatives, and that that the town should do that based upon their good offices and after planning and study of the available sanitary sewer in the area. And if, Jim, if I've stated that in any way
in opposite, well.
All right, very good. That's really all that we have in terms of the infrastructure report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Land use.
Thank you. The report of the Planning and Land Use Committee, which starts with the premise that we will establish a regional planning authority over the same area that the new town of Zionsville will encompass, which basically is all of Eagle, all of Union, except for that part which has been annexed by Whitestown. And that the scope of the committee, of the planning commission and the Board of Zoning Appeals then be expanded to cover all of those. The only recommendation that I would add in there is to build on a point that Steve made earlier about ordinances and the adoption thereof. Though it mentions it, I would like to strengthen the wording on that fact that we, as a committee, strongly recommend that the new town council would adopt the county zoning subdivision and to the extent of certain nuisance ordinances from the county to be used for the so-called rural areas, the areas outside of the current or the boundaries of Zionsville at the time of the reorganization, and that the similar ordinances for the town of Zionsville, current town of Zionsville, be adopted for the urban areas. The other thing that was a function of some input from the planning office in Zionsville was the concern about the cost of redoing a comprehensive plan that they're now doing. The committee strongly recommends that the new town council would adopt that portion of the county's comprehensive plan that deals with Eagle, Union, and Zionsville as the comprehensive plan that will overarch all of the planning and development decisions that will be made. And so those two things, I think, I would suggest we strengthen that language in the report. The only other thing that I constantly remind people is that our recommendation is that we have a larger board than what we might be allowed to under current state statute. And the executive summary talks about a 7-member planning commission, and we proposed 9. Either way, we still propose that there be an equal representation from Eagle and Union townships, with the odd person, in other words, the tie-breaking vote, if it were, the representative named by the school corporation, who has a very vested interest in all land use decisions that are made, and that on the plan commission, that extra member then be, in effect, an at-large member nominated by the town council. Other than that, that's all that I have at this point.
Thank you, Jay.
Finance.
Joe.
Thank you, Gene. We have not met since the last meeting. However, just prior to the last meeting, we held a finance committee meeting where we considered all of the input that had come back to us from the various governmental agencies and also from the staff. There was one key issue that came out of that, and that is the one change that we are recommending. You've heard this before, it's a repeat of the last meeting, but we removed one paragraph from the definition of town area and rural area, and that paragraph that was removed was the one that basically gave the town board the right to waive the contiguous rule. and that seemed to be a problem with everyone, so it's just gone. So now all of the town area will be contiguous. And that concludes our recommendation.
Questions for finance? Report from governance, please.
Governance really has nothing new to add other than we'll endeavor to take everybody's recommendations for their changes to their subcommittee's component of the plan and obviously wordsmith them so that the language reads like it should when you pass from topic to topic and make sure we have it worded in the manner that every committee is suggested and recommended so that you're satisfied with the final language. You know, the statute, as you all remember, requires us to deliver a plan to these legislative bodies, and I think we have certainly a good start, a very good start with our executive summary. I still will need your input in making sure we have a final work product that answers the questions you think we may receive from the legislative bodies that receive it and are asking their constituents to vote on it. But that's what happens.
Allison, who's going to offer the final plan?
Well, it'll probably be a combination between the governance committee and Mike.
It's Mike Clayer.
Mike Clayer. I don't know if we'll end up having an author per se.
So the process is once you get your draft or your final draft, we collectively will see the final version, or we see the parts as they're being.
What I would envision and what I would prefer is as we get your components updated and I get Mike's input, that we be circulating this so that each subcommittee can see your part and communicate back to us that, hey, you still don't have this like we talked about at the meeting. Make these changes and we're there.
Okay.
And well, I would hope we could turn this around. I mean, I don't think I'm waiting for substantive input from anybody now beyond what I've heard tonight. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right.
I would hope that Mike and I could have more product out for review within the next 10 days to 2 weeks.
Okay. Are we still thinking of putting the representation maps as we have in the executive summary?
Well, I would certainly like to have some kind of map in there. For some of the first exhibits where we talk about the boundaries, the existing boundaries, what I've talked to Mike about is actually adding some more detail.
Oh, okay.
Because if you remember, part of the purpose of having those maps in there is so that everybody knows what the boundaries were at the time this action was taken for the purposes of retiring the existing debt.
Yeah.
And those maps, at least in my opinion, don't have the sufficient detail to let people know, especially those people who might be on the border, whether I'm responsible for the Zionsville debt or I lived across the street. The last map about the town districts, I think, is less important. We all acknowledge that that's really a demonstrative map, and we know those lines are all going to be redone after the next census.
But that may be a requirement of the code to have.
It is a requirement to show what the districts would look like, so we do need to have it. It can't be omitted.
Mr. Chairman, Alan, yes. There's a matter that has just recently been annexed into the town with the second phase of that annexation set to be approved by the town very shortly. I'll take a look at the map, and if that is not included, I think we probably would be best, because by the time we get our plan of the organization out, that annexation will be complete, and then the town boundaries as we know it in that map will be absolutely complete and absolutely up to date. So I'll take a look at that, and if it's not in there, I'll either contact Mike or send him the boundaries as set out that
And another thing we probably need to do is on the boundary maps that we have in our exhibits, let's date them so that the boundaries are as of such a date.
Right.
So that if someone's looking at them 6 months from now and there's been some other annexation or development or something.
Right, point. And I would propose that date be the plan of reorganization, because I don't think there's anything else that the plan when we're finalized and submitted, because I don't think that there's anything else in the pipeline right now in terms of annexation other than this one. And it's due to be completed. So I think whatever we will have will be absolutely up to date and completed for our plan of reorganization.
I just want to make sure we don't lose one, and I'll take a look now.
Well, you've got me thinking now, let's suppose hypothetically before, if this was voted on and it was approved, that before the effective date of the reorganization, additional annexations had taken place in Zionsville. What are your thoughts anyway on the obligation to retire this existing debt?
The existing debt is as of December 31st, 2009, and the municipal boundaries are as of December 31st, 2009. So anybody, any new development coming in or any annexed property coming in is subject to the debt just like they are now.
Obviously, between now and the time that the actual plan of reorganization takes effect, assuming it's voted on appropriately, there's going to be activity that will probably expand the boundaries of the town, I would anticipate.
That's just something, Gene, that probably merits some additional explanation in this document, that if the town grows between now and the effective date of the plan, and you would, because of where you live, become a part of what we're really calling the old town of Zionsville, that you're now responsible for assisting in retiring Zionsville's existing debt. Even though at the time this was put out there and perhaps voted on by your legislative body, you were outside of the old town of Zionsville, because we've not really made that clear in here.
Okay. And that is how it operates currently. Anyone coming into the town, either through new development or through annexations, are responsible on their property tax bill for the existing debt. So we can clarify that. Anything else, Alan?
That's all.
Any other questions for Alan?
Those are our six committee reports. Just to bring it back to life for our students that are here tonight. How many, you know, we're talking about consolidating Eagle Township, Union Township, and the town of Zionsville. How many of you live inside Union Township? How many are in Eagle Township? And how many are, the rest are in the town of Zionsville or unknown? Okay. Uncertain. Okay. All right. The discussion that we've been going through is consolidating those three entities. Eliminating township government in Eagle Township and Union Township. The reason that we have been considering this is in order to have a more efficient and effective operation for the entire community at large and to be able to coincide as well with the Zionsville School District, which is Eagle Township and Union Township. It makes planning and organization and operations from a governmental standpoint to respond to the needs of the citizens of the community a little bit more effective and a little bit more transparent when the citizens can look to one organization for answers or solutions to problems. With that, I'll open it up for any questions from the audience. Yes, Mr. Stacy?
Ralph Stacy, a member of the Eagle Township Board. 3 months ago or so, less than 3 months ago, I gave our Eagle Township trustee Judith Essex to my left, a list of 13 comments and questions that I had. And in reviewing those, I'd just like to bring up two that I question.
Certainly.
Again.
Go right ahead.
One's on page 9 of the interim report at the bottom where it says, both the old town of Zionsville and Boone County limit the construction and operation of small proprietary standalone sanitary waste treatment facilities. I still think that it should read the new town of Zionsville will not permit the construction and operation of small proprietary standalone sanitary wastewater treatment facilities.
Okay.
Has there been discussion on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead. Jay, is the mic on there?
Yeah. since that's under the planning and land use, the reason that the language is that way is because what we're suggesting here is that the new town of Zionsville, in effect, adopt as their ordinances for the two segments of the community, the ordinances in place that, for the county, for the rural area, and for the town, for the urban area. The reason this is this way is to reiterate the fact that those ordinances, which would be adopted by the new town council, carry those restrictions. What you cannot do is prescribe, I don't think, to the new town council what they must do in this report. And so what this is designed to do is to mention that this is one of the restrictions that is in place in both of those ordinances, and therefore, as they adopt those ordinances, it would be carried forward.
And so there's one other thing, Ralph. In the actual infrastructure report that was prepared, we basically suggested there may be four alternatives. One is that the town of Zionsville would extend its sanitary sewer system north to its current planning boundaries by creating a waste treatment plant in a consolidated area. An agreement with Clay Regional may be amended to allow them. A private sanitary sewer provider could be established with public input and participation so to avoid the problems which occurred with Boone County Utilities. And the town of Westfield and their sanitary sewer service could be invited into Boone County to provide sanitary sewers. All of those contemplate either a public or quasi-public-private partnership as opposed to proprietary standalone sewers. That's the way we contemplated that. If additional wordsmithing needs to be done with regard to that, I certainly am not have any problem with that from an infrastructure standpoint, but I don't think it was contemplated that those standalone, you know, private package plants, as we used to call them, proprietary plants, is something that we were necessarily encouraging by any means. Quite to the contrary.
Thank you. Any other
question, Ralph? It's in appendix B, at the bottom of the page, where it says, quote, finally, the town council will have the ability to waive the contiguous requirement for new large developments where their size allows services to be supplied efficiently despite the separation.
Okay. Can I take that one?
Yes, Joe.
That was eliminated.
That was
the one change that I recommended last time and tonight. So,
and it was,
that's gone.
And it was specifically relating to you raising that question at the Eagle Township Board meeting. Any other questions from the audience? Let me clarify something for the students here. Are you familiar with the term wordsmithing? You know, like when you turn in a paper and the teacher suggests changing all this. The attorneys call it wordsmithing. So, you know, next time you turn in your paper and your teacher hands it back marked up, you know, tell her you're going to wordsmith it to make it look a little bit better and work out right. So, yes, Judah?
just to repeat what I had sent in an email to you, that we had a concern raised by a board member, the lack of any remonstrance process.
All right. The Eagle Township trustee, Judith Essex, is sitting here, and her question was the issue that under this process, when the town of Zionsville reclassifies certain areas from rural to town, that there is no longer availability of a remonstrance process. A remonstrance process is a section of the code that allows, in an annexation situation, for you to gather signatures and protest and try to stop it. My response, as I reflected on the question, is, and I'd be happy to address it directly to the board member that raised it, is the fact that a remonstrance process is like fool's gold. Unless you've been through an annexation and a remonstrance process, you don't want to go there if you can at all avoid it. Ask anybody in Home Place or Western Clay Township or Geis or any place else, because the way the state law is written, the municipality makes the rules, and yes, you can remonstrate by getting 65% of the affected homeowners to sign a petition
But all that does is get you in front of a judge for a judge to say whether or not that municipality has properly followed the law. Even if the annexation makes no sense whatsoever, the judge still is simply making a decision based upon whether the law was properly followed by the municipality. I would offer the alternative, and that is, if an individual is opposed to this reorganization because they may not have that right to remonstrate, all they need to get is 51% of the people in their township to vote against it, and this reorganization won't go forward. Or, if the reorganization goes forward, when the town council is considering how to reclassify areas from rural to town, all they need to do is get 4 out of the 7 current town council members at that time when that's being made, or 57%, to oppose that reclassification. So they, one, have elected 3 out of the 7 people, if they're, because they'll be voting for 2 at-large individuals and a district individual. So they'll be voting for 3 out of the 7 individuals that are going to be voting on the reclassification. So they have representation. In an annexation, you have no representation. If I'm being annexed, I'm being annexed by a neighboring government that I've not voted for anybody to be in office. In this situation, the individual will have voted for those people to be in office, and the individual will have an opportunity to explain why he doesn't think he should be moved from rural to town, and he only has to get 57% of the town council to say, no, you shouldn't be moved from rural to town. So I think it's a much more democratic and a much more fair process than forcing someone to go through the onerous task of spending tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees and hours and hours, hundreds of hours, in trying to do a remonstrance. Any other questions? Yes?
Maybe I should know this, though.
When is it? Can you speak up a little bit?
When is it going to be on the ballot?
It would be on the process. If our plan of reorganization, if we pass it out of this committee, will go to the town council and to the township boards. Each one of those governing bodies must pass the plan out. If they pass the plan out, it'll be on the ballot in November. And in the ballot in November, all the citizens from Eagle Township and from Union Township and the town of Zionsville would be able to vote on it. And all three of those voters in those three areas must pass it for it to become effective, and it would become effective January of 2010. Any other questions?
Feel like I'm in Switzerland with the referendum and all. Yeah. Cool.
Yes, Marshall?
When this goes for vote from three government entities, when they pass it, is it all or none, or do they have the ability to say, yes, we agree with portions of it, no, we don't agree with other portions, and do they make recommendations, and do you have to come back and re-vote on that, or is it all or none? Is it take the recommendation or not?
They really have all those options before them. They can say yes, they can say no, they can send it back to this committee with a request for modifications, which depending on how quickly the legislative bodies are able to move could impact this timeline, because if the plan of reorganization ever gets put on the ballot, it has to be a plan of reorganization that all three legislative bodies have voted on the same plan. So if, for example, Union would say, well, we'll pass this as long as you modify pages 3, 7, and 9 to read this way, then we'd have to come back and review that and study it, and if it got sent back out with those modifications made, then the modifications have to go back out to Zionsville and Eagle to vote on as modified.
Does that final plan then go to state government legislators for approval and then come back for a referendum? And does it go on the May ballot or November?
It would go on the next ballot that was to come up. At least once the plan was approved, it's the next ballot that comes up, as long as there's a 60-day window for the clerk to get the question on the ballot. There's nothing in the statute that requires any input from any state government agency, legislative body, or anything along those lines. As far as requiring an approval, we do provide someone with a copy of the plan.
That's the Department of Local Government Finance, DLGO.
Thank you. But the statute really doesn't require us to wait for any approval or blessing from the local government finance committee.
With legislation, any legislation that moves through the State House, they do a fiscal impact study. Local government finance do a fiscal impact study from their perspective. I mean, I know you all are looking at that, as we all did as the first participated. Will they do that? Will they take a look at it and break down some of these fiscal concerns or changes, if you will? Will they do that?
No. You know, as we met with Department of Local Government Finance, they looked at it and realized that, first of all, they've never done it before. Second of all, they looked at it and said they don't know what to do with it, which was actually good because we really didn't want to give them something and ask for them to bless it or anything. Because essentially the legislature said that the local governments can reorganize themselves and don't have to go back to the legislature for approval of that process. I think that the process of submitting it to the Department of Local Government is more a process so that the Department of Local Government can see, as it's looking at budgets changing in 2 or 3 years from now, where did this all start and how did this all get started? Yes, Judith.
I will say that the Commissioner Musgrave of DLGF is very much aware of what we're doing and is very interested and supportive.
Well, I know there are other communities throughout the state that are watching.
Thank you, Marshall. Anything else? Yes, Michael?
At some point, is it your desire, Mr. Chairman, that we try to make at least get a motion on the table with regard to the executive summary, basically, in essence, using that as a basis, subject to the reports that have been submitted to Alan and the additional recommendations that we've heard here tonight and last meeting, into a plan of reorganization? Would that be the process that you'd like to see done tonight?
Yes, I would. As I had mentioned in my opening comments, we started meeting with the intention of perhaps passing a plan in December. We did not pass a plan in December primarily because of the fact that we wanted to make sure that we put out the executive summary to get feedback from the individual political subdivisions, the governing bodies. We've gotten that feedback. We've digested it. We've discussed it. We hashed through most of the items again at our last meeting 2 weeks ago. And it is my desire that we move forward from this point in time.
I'm prepared to make a motion.
I move that we authorize Alan Townsend, the Governance Committee, in conjunction with our consultant, to adopt a plan of reorganization that essentially is formed by the executive summary that has been disseminated and further modified and amended by the reports to the Governance Committee of the proposed changes that have been enunciated at the February 27th, as well as this particular meeting tonight, have that incorporated into a plan of reorganization for dissemination to the members of the board so that we can review those and ultimately make sure that the language that's contained therein is the language that ultimately has been suggested to the Governance Committee by way of written memorandum as well as orally at the last two meetings. Tonight's in the last meeting.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
I'll make a couple of comments.
Yes,
I think, I know that when I was appointed, and I think this would be applicable to my two colleagues from Zionsville, we were instructed to make sure that whatever happened was in the best interest of Zionsville first, and if that was also in the best interest of the other two townships, that would be great. And after some 9 months of all the meetings we've had and the work that we've done behind the scenes, it certainly appears to me that this is in the best interest of Hyattsville and also in the best interest of Eagleton Union Township. And I support Mike's motion, and I'd like to add some reasons why I think this is good not only for Zionsville, but for Eagle and Union. I think the most important thing is that we're going to be able to control the boundaries of the three affected areas. I think that is the most important thing, especially for Eagle Township. I think, secondly, that this new entity, which will have a population probably pushing 30,000, will make Zionsville, which will be the new entity, a force not only in central Indiana, but in the state as a whole. I think that this goes a long way to meeting the governor's goal of making government more compact and efficient. And along with that, this consolidation should help us control our expenditures and our costs and hopefully keep taxes in line. So I would like to support Mike's motion and hope that we'll pass this. And intuitively, I believe that the governing bodies of the three entities will support this and bring it to the voters. And I think, if nothing else, that we have an obligation with all the work that we've done, and maybe not having crossed every I or dotting every T, we've come pretty close. I think it deserves to see the light of day with the three legislative bodies and with the voters in November. So I second that motion and hope that we go ahead and adopt this unanimously.
Any other discussion, questions? I'd like to take a vote on the motion then.
I'd like to have one more comment.
Go ahead.
As a representative of the Zionsville committee, Alan articulated very well that our objective is to preserve what Zionsville now has and expand on the opportunity so long as A, it doesn't impair Zionsville financially, and B, it's operationally manageable, and C, it matches the vision and growth for smart growth as opposed to growth in general. I think we've achieved that. I think we also need to be on the Zionsville committee. I think we need to be acutely aware of the concerns that were expressed by the town management operationally. This is huge paradigm shifts. This is operational new growth, new challenges. I think it is doable. I think it's also it's an opportunity for our town to really impact their future in a way that they cannot do any other way. So I'm supportive of the consolidation plan as it's presented. I think we did an excellent job in flushing out the issues and concerns. I, as a voting member in Zionsville, as a taxpayer member, don't want to see an impact in Zionsville that's any less favorable than what we already have. And so I hope and I have faith that the Zionsville management will have the vision, the wherewithal, and the support of the town to put together an operational plan that can support what we're doing, and I trust they will.
Thank you, Steve. I wasn't going to comment, but I'd like to now, just so we have a rural perspective. I would echo much of what Alan and Steve have said. Obviously, I felt like, personally, that my first responsibility was to the rural area. And so I hope I discharged that adequately. But I think throughout the process and all the committee meetings, everyone truly was not looking for a bigger stick. And we were looking for ways to make it work for everybody. And so I commend every member of this group for that. I think there is something in here for everyone. The fact that we have separated, we have a town and a rural area, gives people a choice. I mean, we may have a community here 50 years from now where you still have a choice. And isn't that unique? I don't think it exists anywhere else in the world. So I think it's terrific. We will gain a great deal of local control, which should be something that we all look forward to. And I support it very much, and I can share my views with others and do some convincing along the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
I wasn't going to speak, but I will. Three of us on this committee have served on the Boone County Area Plan Commission, Joe, Kevin Schifferl, and myself. And one of the things that, as we looked at from a perspective, from Union Township perspective, what this gives us is a greater voice in and a greater control over our own destinies. Because now we are closer to where the decision-making authority is going to be. We have a greater voice in the voting for them, 3 out of 7 members of the commission. We will have a direct vote for. And not only that, but our lifestyles are protected because the ordinances will start off by protecting the rural focus of Union Township. And that is something that I was in favor of all along. At the same time, we recognize we get the benefit of all of the collective wisdom that they were able to pull together. First of all, this is a representation of that, but there is a tremendous collective wisdom in this community that we can build on, and we can build the kind of life 50 years from now that, you know, that my kids and grandkids will be very happy to be participant of.
Gene, may I say one additional thing? Sure. And I don't think we can actually call it to a vote without thanking our Union Township trustee and our Eagle Township trustees for being so collaborative and cooperative in trying to move the discussion of all of this forward. It may be a rarity in our state to have two public officials collaborate and work so hard to their own political demise, potentially. And that is a rare feat of good governance and a very generous act on both your part and Candy's part as well, Candy Ulmer. So, Ms. Essex, and usually Mrs. Ulmer's here, but thanks to you as well as to Candace Ulmer for being so helpful and cooperative throughout the entire process.
Well said. Thank you, Mike.
I get the microphone back for a minute. I was beginning to think I was losing control of the meeting here, but you know. Thank you very much for the comments. I'd like to do a roll call vote if we can, and I'd like to start down at my far right, Jay Parks, Union Township, on the motion to forward the plan of reorganization to the 3 appointing governmental entities.
I resound.
Joe Turk.
Agree. Aye.
Jim Longus, Zionsville.
Aye.
Steve Freeland, Zionsville.
Aye, aye.
Alan Townsend, Union Township.
Aye.
Alan Rachel, Zionsville.
Aye.
Mike Andreoli, Eagle Township.
Aye.
Gene Thompson, Eagle Township. Aye. We have 8 ayes, and we have 1 absent, and the motion passes. First of all, I'd like to thank the committee members I've had a privilege of serving with here. I'd like to also thank the appointing local governments, the Eagle Township, Union Township, and the town of Zionsville for the honor of asking 9 citizens to consider how they should operate and how they should be governed. And I certainly did appreciate and enjoy this opportunity to provide this service. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to seeing those reports that you guys are turning on just what we did here tonight.